This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, coming to you live from Forkfest. We've got Patrick Bender from Liberty.menu here with us talking about Liberty.menu, obviously. What I wanted to know was some of your hopes. Liberty.menu is this great site where you know, people can go and list their businesses if they're libertarians, and other libertarians can go there and see what events and businesses are available. But I would imagine if you've got this project going, what are your hopes to see it grow into?
So my ultimate dream was to kind of make all the ratings work kind of like Netflix does, where they have an algorithm that's like going to recommend stuff to you,
mm-hmm.
and then it could also recommend, like, you should move to New Hampshire because all this other cool stuff you like is over here.
That's awesome.
But yeah, that you could actually kind of get a worldview and see, like, where could I, you know, maybe you're a Euro citizen, you're like, where could I move in Europe and be around more people like this? So if you saw a bunch of events and things happening in, I don't know, say Berlin, and you could move there, well, you might look at the menu and be like, I'm going to go there where there's more stuff happening. That was my goal. Is that it could help things kind of like what's happening here with in New Hampshire with this great libertarian migration here. What if that could happen everywhere, but not everywhere, but like for people that make it easier for people, rather.
Right.
So find each other to get together and create more community.
It's true.
And interact with each other.
You can go to liberty.menu right now and begin looking at where the libertarian businesses are, and you're going to see a hyper representation in the geopolitical designation known as New Hampshire.
For sure.
And, you know, if that's really, really important to you, then, you know, I mean, and some people are just going to want to do business with the local libertarians. Some people are going to want to do business online with libertarians, and some people are going to want to pick up and move to be closer to people who believe like them. And New Hampshire truly is great for that.
Yeah.
If you want to be around people who understand the ideas of liberty, you want to commiserate on you know, how the government sucks, New Hampshire's got it in spades.
Well, Patrick, you've been here for about a year now.
A year, yeah. It's a year, like 2 days ago.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So,
yeah.
I mean, can you reflect maybe on why you came here in the first place and then how it's been that first year in?
Well, we wanted to leave California. We moved to Central America for like 4 months. And then...
And what was that for? I mean, you don't generally move places for 4 months.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a bit longer than a vacation.
It was indefinite.
Okay.
So we had a business plan there, and we had been there before and for a couple weeks, and we wanted to we liked it before, and we wanted to see if we liked living there. And so we further developed the business plan there and liked the business plan, but didn't like the culture and the lack of, you know, you feel like it's a hard life there. That's probably the best way to put it. And then, you know, there's only a few libertarians I know that live down there, and so I was like, you know what, let's just whatever other business idea we can come up with, we can do it in New Hampshire and be around all you folks and be here where Forkfest happens and all the things seem to be happening and help fight to free all these humans.
How's your family liking it?
Loving it. My son also hates the heat, so he absolutely hated Nicaragua and was just like, why did you bring me here? And then we get here and like winter happens and he's like ice skating and rolling in snow and is in heaven. He loves the school he's in. And
I hear there are people like that. Yeah.
Yeah. They exist for sure. I mean, I like snow. I like cold things, but he really likes snow and hates the heat. So, and then my wife adjusted and like, you know, adjusted to driving and the little things, but we like the culture here. We like everything about it, the weather, the nature. It's all really cool.
You guys ended up in Manchester after living in an RV for a while.
Yes, the same RV that I'm serving breakfast next to that we have out here. And yeah, we lived there for the first 6 months. We figured it would be nice to have like our own space, our own home, and be also able to move because we knew we weren't going to work right away. And so then we moved around to four different places and landed in Manchester, and we've been in Manchester for 6 months now.
And you're in West Manchester, which is where there's a fairly large concentration.
It's actually called Porcupine City. West Manchester is the status name for it.
I heard there is a secession movement for
yes,
for that area.
Yes, we will free and separate the Manchester.
I wonder even how you would do it is separate because Manchester has a river that flows through it.
I know, convenient borders actually, and then there's another one, the Piscataqua, running through the west side. So west, the Porcupine City area is really defined by a swamp, and then Two Rivers. And then there's like one road out.
And, well, I mean, as far as making that happen, I would think it'd have to be an act of the state legislature.
You would probably have to start with a petition, and then you might get a vote, and then the state legislature would then sort of ratify it or make it.
You'd have to start with, like, Caleb Dyer or one of the
libertarian rights. And then Caleb pointed out that even if that were all to happen, then it would be very unlikely that they would charter a new city that would probably end up being a town.
That's
exactly. Well, no, exactly. I said Porcupine City. He's like, being a city would be much
better. You can still call it a city. Where we're from, there's a place called Myakka City, and it's got, like, one stoplight. Right.
It's not a stoplight, it just flashes.
Okay, so it's city in name. The name is Porcupine City.
Myakka City, which is a lie from start to finish.
It's just dreaming big.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's great.
So, as far as it goes, Manchester is the place you like. You could probably end up staying there.
Foreseeable future. I like lots of things. I like that there's a lot of porcupines. I like that there's a secession movement there, and like,
What do you think would be better if Porktown somehow cuts off of Manchester? How is life going to be superior?
Getting MPD out of there. Manchester PD, like a lot of cities, just suck. They're really bad. All the town cops in the area, I've had fewer issues with, but the MPD have hassled me, and they are just constantly hassling people. They're bad. Like a lot of places, they're bad. It's not the worst I've ever seen, but that would be the best thing, is that at least we wouldn't have that police department. We'd have probably some other one, whatever, but that one wouldn't be the one, because they have a bad culture in that.
Some towns in New Hampshire, one out in Cheshire County, for instance, actually got rid of their police department.
Right, and so they just have the local.
So when you go back to the town meeting structure, which cities do not have, if you go back to town meeting, then the activists get to show up at the yearly town meeting and make proposals. Am I right about this?
Yeah.
Warrant articles is what I think they're called.
Where the town of Porcupine City would have benefits.
Oh, yeah.
A town and not a city.
Because if you could get the activists to be politically active, then you would have some real sway in a town government as opposed to a city.
Yep, that's absolutely true. You would be able to put up warrant articles. You could shoot them down.
Yeah, you just stack the meeting.
Well, you gotta stack the meeting though.
Yeah, because they're gonna stack it too, right? Yeah. The Dems or whoever else.
Yeah, they're gonna bring people are gonna come. They're gonna be involved, and obviously, you know, having one of the tricks is to basically filibuster your way through. The last one standing at town meeting is the one who wins, because if you can keep talking, they just go home at some point.
Well, I heard last night interesting development in Manchester and the political scene is that there is a state representative race coming up this year where three friends, libertarian, you know, principled libertarians in Manchester are all running. One's a Democrat, two are Republicans, and they're running for, I think, just one seat. So there's a couple of other Dems and Republicans in the primaries, but there's three Free Staters who are running in a race for one seat against one another, basically. Amazing.
I know that's, certainly that sounds great when you stack
that's
it up like that.
That's unprecedented. That doesn't happen with libertarians anywhere in the world.
No. There are 399 other seats that don't have that happening, and I wish
we
had those.
How many of them have that happening.
So I don't know which seat that is, but I have heard of one other one that I'm sure is not that situation.
Yep.
So
I just, at least
398 right other seats.
That's right great. It is head. Great. Yeah. I said it was great.
Because it's great.
But what's not great is that there's a lot of not libertarians running for unopposed for a lot of seats in New Hampshire.
We need more people.
Concentrating people in.
It's a migration.
And still early on in this whole migration, I know it frustrates some people that things take time, that the political system is just
entrenched.
Awful, entrenched, slow, brutal to deal with. But it is possible to have an effect here in New Hampshire. I've seen that happen, and it continues to happen. And we continue to set new records. You know, we have more libertarian state representatives here in New Hampshire than any other state combined in the United States. We have others who are elected, like real, you know, anarcho types, voluntarist types, who are actually elected as Republicans, and some Democrats as well. I mean, that's unprecedented. That doesn't happen. Right. You don't have the libertarians taking over the other two political parties in the rest of the country. You've got the problem of the other two trying to take over the Libertarian Party, but the other two parties don't have to worry about a libertarian takeover. It's just not possible.
And
here it is.
That's my main reason for even coming here. Well, it's not just what's going on, but it's the fact that I just figured this was the safest bet for my family. Like, if you're looking at the history of humanity and what's going on today around the world with crypto and decentralization and individualist movements, I was like, it's New Hampshire. That's the best place to be in the world.
Patrick Bender, Liberty.menu. Thank you. Free Talk Live.
Thank you.
From the sixth letter of Captain Mark. A pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the Crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the Crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, it would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the Crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The Crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the Crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation, a difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the Crown claims a fortune or a cent is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. These house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The Crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the Crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the Crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We're at Fort Porkfest 2018. Mark has asked me to take over the main chair here for this segment because, well, he was all flustered by the rain, which was pretty heavy.
It was falling on the laptop. And yeah. It's not my laptop.
And it froze. The laptop actually froze in the middle. We were, as you know, if you've been listening throughout the weekend, we've been recording the show here at Porkfest.
Blame it on the rain.
Yeah. I blame the rain.
Yeah. Well, in this case, you know, it was pouring down for a significant period of time here. It's still raining pretty steadily, I would say, at the moment here at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire. But when it was really coming down, we actually had a pretty big pool, which is mostly, I think, gone away at this point. But you and I, Rich, on the side of the table we were sitting in, our shoes were fully, kind of almost fully immersed in the water there. Poor Jazzy was, the studio dog was here with us, and she was basically sitting in a pool of water down there. So it got so wet and the rain was coming down so hard that we had to just stop actually in the middle of our first attempt at recording this because the laptop actually froze. And that may have been because it was receiving several, you know, fairly large drops all over it. But we've survived. We're still here. We're still at Forkfest, and Forkfest will, you know, will survive. There's going to be, I saw Jim Babb driving by a little bit earlier, and so he's likely going to be setting up for his party, which starts this evening, which is the second annual. So this is the first thing at Forkfest that has become an annual tradition now. Jim Babb threw a party on the final night of Forkfest last year. Now, he's actually calling it Somalia Fest, so he's going with the original name of this decentralized camping festival.
Well, if we want it to be the second year, don't we have to call it Somalia Fest?
You can call it whatever you want to.
Because it's not the second year of Forkfest.
It's the decentralized decentralized camping festival that occurs prior to
the
It's had different names.
It's always had different names from the first year. You weren't here last year, but the first year, some people were calling it Somalia Fest. Others were calling it Shire Fest. And still others had come up with their own individual names. So, like, there was Jazzy Fest. There was Paxton Fest. There were all... Everybody brought their own fest.
Well, I proposed it the first year that we weren't... Or Free Talk Live wasn't simulcasting from Porkfest, and my name for it was Bandcamp.
I love it.
Banned. I thought that was great. We can say this 1 year at Bandcamp.
Yeah. There's no reason why it can't be Bandcamp.
I put my flute in my car because it was raining.
Yeah, and there's no reason why it couldn't be Bandcamp. You know, and you could start promoting that. Ultimately, it's all completely arbitrary. It's all whatever the people who are attending decide it to be. So Jim Babb is coming in with a second party on the very last night of this decentralized camping festival that we've been referring to as Forkfest. We thought that was, Daryl came up with that name, and Daryl and Will and I were all on the air while we were talking about it, so we just sort of decided, hey, let's call, you know, we're on the radio, let's call this thing Forkfest, because, you know, it makes sense from a perspective of in the libertarian movement, especially here in New Hampshire, but generally, you know, once any movement, whether it be religious or political or whatever it is, once it grows beyond a certain number of people, it's inevitable that some kind of a schism is going to occur. And that's the term I used to use, but fork is kind of the new cryptocurrency term for taking an existing cryptocurrency, and then you fork off of that and you sort of copy the code and you create a new cryptocurrency. So this has that sort of crypto feel to it, because this has always been historically. The Libertarians Gathering at Rogers Campground has historically been a very cryptocurrency-heavy event. This used to be
the first. Yeah, this is the first Bitcoin event in the world.
Porkfest, the gathering of libertarians in this campground here in Lancaster. And Forkfest kind of continues on the original tradition of Porkfest from back in the early days when it wasn't heavily organized. When the very first year of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, it wasn't even called Porkfest. It was called, like, Visit New Hampshire or something something like that.
Escape to New Hampshire.
Escape to New Hampshire, where the earliest, not movers, but the earliest, I guess there were a few early
movers. But they don't call that Porkfest number one.
It technically is like Porkfest zero, but either way, you know, there wasn't much organization there. And so in the early days, nobody had to get a permit to vend. Nobody had to, you know, get a permission, you know, get a pay a fee to the Free State Project. You just showed up and you set up whatever you wanted, wherever you wanted to. And that's what Porkfest is now.
Yeah. And Porkfest has kind of become a tool to redistribute wealth to, like, celebritarians who don't live in New Hampshire through paying them a lot of money to come up here and speak. I would much rather have a situation where if somebody wants to come up here and give a talk for money, that's great. Let them sell their own tickets. and let them get the people who want to hear them speak and want to chill with them to pay for them to come up
here. Let them front the cost and try to sell tickets or whatever.
Or better yet, write a book and do like everybody else does. Give your speech and then do a book signing.
And try to sell books.
Yeah, sure.
But that would take, you know, organization. And if somebody does want to organize that for ForkFest, they are certainly free to, you know, free to do that. But the nice thing is about ForkFest, nobody's in charge.
Right.
So there's nobody to go to. If there's you know, if there's a problem, you go to the campground and you let the campground solve it. This is their property. You know, ForkFest actually rents out the entire campground, and with that came some undesirable terms. Like the campground made ForkFest agree that they wouldn't provide any other Wi-Fi service, that only the campground Wi-Fi was the exclusive Wi-Fi. We don't have any rules like that for ForkFest.
Oh, wow.
You didn't know that.
Maybe I'll vend Wi-Fi this year because the campground Wi-Fi is abysmal.
Yeah, exactly.
So
they've got a monopoly on it during ForkFest.
Wow. Yeah. So it's really interesting to watch libertarians form a community and start acting kind of state-ish. And that seems to be the thing. The other thing is ForkFest, through being organized, managed to get the right to exclude people from the campground.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you don't pay, you can't be here at all.
Whereas ForkFest, you pay a $5 a day camp fee to come in.
Yeah. Whereas I really don't have a desire to pay into that organization.
It's $100 for a whole week.
Yeah.
So it's more than it's ever been.
For less than a whole. Isn't it 4 days?
Oh, yeah. They cut it down to 6 days.
So it's $25 a day.
No, I think it's six days.
Is it 6 days?
Because it goes from Tuesday through Sunday. And it's basically over Saturday. There's no events on Sunday. So Sunday is the cleanup day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
So what we were talking about at one point, somebody came by and they were talking about the possibility of buying Rogers Campground. And, you know, that's possible. Everything's for sale.
Sure.
I happen to know that Crosby's like 85 years old and has some desire to sell.
Yeah.
I was actually looking into that at one point. And the proposition was to just sort of see what might happen if you just began, you know, a libertarian bought Rogers Campground and just began saying, hey, look. It's not just ForkFest. It's all summer long. It's a libertarian community in New Hampshire. As a matter of fact, all year round.
Think people would come up for the whole summer or a month or
I think
months.
People would come all year round once we started letting them build a weatherproof cabin here and there.
That would be interesting. And we talked about maybe a private club. That way people could actually camp during the wintertime. As long as you can plow the roads, you know, if you want to tough it out.
The other thing is declare it a religious retreat for a church. Then you have no property taxes on it. It's there for a spiritual purpose, which is, you know, come out and retreat into our way of life of simple agorist monks. And at that point, you've got tax freedom. And I don't even know if they can seize property from a church for back taxes that were unpaid prior to the church taking over. I think once the church has it, it might become unseizable.
Yeah, I don't know about that. It would be interesting.
It would be an interesting question. So I looked into that, being a minister at the Shire Free Church. You know, that's an issue. And if people are camping for non-religious reasons, you have to pay tax on that, even as a religious organization. But if they're camping for religious reasons, then you don't. So,
So we're short on time here. We got more to talk about with Rich. But if you are somebody who wants to run a campground, you should reach out to us via the Shire Forums at forum.shiresociety.com. And we'll continue. This is Free Talk Live from ForkFest.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump has wrapped up a meeting with House Republicans on Capitol Hill over his controversial policy to separate children from their families at the Mexican border. With Kirstjen Nielsen, his Homeland Security Secretary, in tow, he showed no signs of backing down on his policy.
We want to solve this problem. We want to solve family separation. I don't want children taken away from parents. And when you prosecute the parents for coming in illegally, which should happen, you have to take the children away.
Maryland Democrat Elijah Cummings said the president is putting children in internment camps.
This was a policy invented, implemented, and executed by President Donald Trump.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live coming to you live from Fork Fest here at Rogers Campground, just east of Lancaster, New Hampshire. It's Mark with you.
Hey, I'm Ian.
And Rich Paul.
Ah, Rich Paul sitting in with us here for the final couple of segments on Free Talk Live. Before we go on, I want to tell you about Blink. Blink is a home security system. Actually, I have it in my home. And I got an update while we were here. Just let me know that there's an animal, you know, my cat in my house, wandering along. It was picked up by the motion sensor. Turns on a light. I've got it set for 30 seconds, so I get 30 seconds of video. And I could tune in at any time, as long as I have a good internet connection, tune in at any time and look at what's going on in my house and be able to check in. This is, in my opinion, it's a great quality security system, especially for the price, and it's really easy to set up.
That's the biggest part for me.
Yeah.
It really is.
BlinkProtect.com/FTL. That's BlinkProtect.com. .com/FTL. You get three
15%
cameras.
15% off.
Yep. Three cameras set up, and that's already a lot lower than the other guys are going to charge you. And then with blinkprotect.com/FTL, you get 15% off. It's a great deal. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. So one of the things about Fork Fest and the Porcupine Freedom Festival that's going to be starting up here relatively soon is you're going to see a lot of people hanging around with guns on their hips. Does this bother you, Rich?
No, not at all. You know, it's funny. The first time I came up here, it was I remember having a lot of conversations with somebody's gun where it's like I'm talking to them, but I'm looking at their gun. And it's, well, it's almost say, like it's a second pair of boobs. And then, you know, but it didn't take me that long to get over it. And, you know, it's just, it's not normal when I where I come from. But one of the reasons that I came here is because it is normal here. One of the videos that really inspired me to actually make the move, and this was after I was a signer.
No, wait, but by here you mean to New Hampshire, not just to Pork Fest or Fork Fest.
Right, to New Hampshire. Yeah. This is my move to New Hampshire, is I saw the Real ID protest in, I think, maybe it was 2003, mm-hmm. where there were a bunch of people open carrying at a protest on the State House lawn, and I could not believe my eyes that this was happening in America, and they were not being shot down like dogs by the police. And I said, oh my God, that's where I want to be.
Yeah, if a cop asks you about a gun that you have in New Hampshire, it's usually because he's genuinely interested in what model of gun you're carrying, because he's actually into guns.
Yeah,
and is interested.
Yeah, I used to have cops, you know, come up, can I see your gun? And be like, is that an order? They'd be like, no, I just want to check it out. and, you know, it was perfectly legal, so sometimes I'd let him. One time I told a guy, sure, if you let me check yours out, and he wasn't on that idea, but you know, I understand that they have regulations where if they handed their gun to a civilian, even a civilian who was already armed, they would be in deep trouble.
Yes.
For even that act.
Right, just for getting seen doing that. So, and there's a protocol for when you hand your weapon over for someone to inspect or whatever, right? Yeah. You, like, you take all the rounds out of it or something to that effect.
You clear
well,
it.
Well, normally
you
the tradition used to be that you actually exchanged guns, because just about everybody would be armed, and that way neither party was unarmed.
Yeah.
So you couldn't say, can I see your gun, and then shoot him with it with impunity because you're the only guy armed suddenly.
Right.
And that's the thing about guns that people don't understand. Is that
they shoot people?
Guns make you all powerful only when you've got the only one in the room.
Yeah.
Or when anybody in the room who has one is on your side. If everybody in the room is armed, then everybody has more or less equal power. You know.
And I think that's
what makes the gun the great equalizer. That's why it's so important, especially for people who are small or
like women.
Women are an example. People
right.
who maybe not aren't as aggressive. Like, I haven't known that many gay people who really will seek out a fight the way a lot of straight guys I know will seek out a fight.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's probably a connection there. You know, so it's very important for minorities especially to be armed, because bigots might hate you, but how many of them hate you enough and have the courage to lay down their lives?
Yeah.
Over
not many.
That.
Not many at all.
You know, and that's the thing. They want to hate you safely.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to hate you because there's a chance that the bystanders will be, like, on their side, or at least not stand up for you. Well, you don't need them to stand up for you if you can stand up for yourself.
Yeah, so, I mean, everything you say is true by my understanding of these things. What's also true is that it's more likely that you will find a guy, a grown man, carrying a gun. The biggest, you know, some of the biggest, best fighters are the ones, you know, at least around here, the ones that are going to be likely to be armed, and it's not the little ladies that want to carry one for whatever reason. So even though it is the great equalizer, it allows a 95-pound woman to defend herself against the, you know, the biggest attacker out there, who's presumably not armed. You know, they for whatever reason, in many cases, it seems like those same sorts of folks want to disarm everyone rather than arm everyone. And is it because they're not familiar with guns? They're scared of guns? These sorts of things.
Those are probably true.
Yeah, I personally don't carry a weapon.
You're a felon.
Yeah, but I'm a felon.
I'm in the same boat there.
I'm disallowed, but I don't know that. You know, I don't really know whether I would carry a weapon, a firearm, if I could.
See, I loved to open carry, and the reason was that it was a great conversation starter. I had all kinds of people. And remember, when I came here, I had really long hair. Yep. I looked countercultural. They really, you know, so I looked approachable to people who were maybe, you know, poor people down and out, who wouldn't necessarily approach a guy in a suit. And, you know, I had them ask me things like, you know, one woman said to me, are you a bounty hunter? I said, no, I'm a computer programmer. She said, and you need to carry a gun? I said, well, I don't have to, but it doesn't hurt. But there was one guy especially who was, he worked in the local 7-Eleven, and I went in to get myself a soda one time, and when I get up to the counter, he says, oh, that gun really gave me a start when I first saw it. And I said, well, do you want me not to come here armed, because I will refrain from doing that if you want. And he said, no, it's okay, I just... It just startled me at first. And so I kept going back to the same place and talking to this guy whenever I went in. And then after several months, I went back in, and he said, yeah, and I wish you were here 15 minutes ago.
Oh, shoot.
And he said, I said, why is that? He said, well, there were a bunch of high school kids in here trying to buy booze, and it looked like the football team. And, you know, I was thinking, I really wish that guy was here and armed, because I would feel a lot safer.
A deterrent.
And I was like, mission accomplished.
Well, and that's one of the things, when people talk about open carry, some people are against it because then it shows people that you have a gun, and so therefore the theory is if somebody's going to attack, they're going to attack you first. But the other side of that is if you have a gun, you can you can prevent violence from happening in the first place, because most people are cowards, and they're not going to want to face down anybody.
Yeah, and the other thing is, it is possible. I used to carry two revolvers. I carried a revolver as a sidearm, and I carried a second revolver in the middle of a back holster that most people didn't know about. And the revolver that I carried as a sidearm, I kept, it was a revolver, and I kept it so that the first hammer strike would fall on an empty chamber.
Right.
And the reason for that is I didn't want somebody to come up behind me, wrestle my gun out of my holster, which is supposed to be hard to do, but it's supposed to be hard to pick your pocket, too. But people can do it really well. So, you know, so basically, if the idea was, if he pulled my gun out and stuck it up to my head and pulled the trigger, all he'd get was a cookie.
We'll talk about this more here on Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live broadcasting from Rogers Campground.
What has turned into a rainy day.
Yeah, well, you know, if you don't like the weather in New Hampshire, just wait a minute.
It's actually been really good throughout Orkfest.
Yeah, it's been gorgeous.
The first day on Thursday, you know, the smallest day, the slowest day, most people aren't out of work yet. There was a little bit of rain, a little bit of drizzle, nothing much, and it was cold. Today it's warm, but it's raining, and it just came in, and there's a fairly strong kind of band coming in. It's probably not going to last more than an hour or so.
Yeah, they said it wouldn't start till 2, and here it is. Well, 2. Yeah, so there you go. All right. You could actually count on the weatherman once.
Yeah. Well, even a stop clock is right twice a day.
Indeed, it's true. So we were talking about the open carry of firearms that goes on here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival and Forkfest.
And wider in New Hampshire. It's not uncommon to see not just free stater types, but just average folks in New Hampshire, either open or concealing carry. It's pretty common to see that.
I've been out in Arizona, seen somebody open carrying there. Open carrying, we get news stories on a pretty regular basis. And I was just kind of lamenting how, although firearms are a great equalizer, and we can see that in many places where firearm ownership is high, crime is low. I've heard that the correlation is strong, but I'm not entirely sure. You know, whatever the case may be, and it's I just don't understand why those that might benefit the most from a firearm just seem to be the ones that want to mess with it the least. I don't think I have got the mind for it. I'm absent-minded, and I just don't want to be a person who carries around a tool that can decide between life and death if I'm absent-minded.
Yeah, you totally just screwed up recording the show, actually, earlier tonight, or earlier today. So
it's pretty
we had to do a
pretty
bunch
simple
of
task, and I can't do it.
Yeah, just got to bust them on air. Jeez, you're mean. You're a mean boss.
Yeah. I hired the guy because, I decided to do business with the guy.
He hired me.
He handles all the blinking things.
Right. Yeah. And here you are with the blinking things, and he's complaining.
He hired me was the wrong part of that statement.
Yeah. But anyway, it's not entirely incorrect.
It's entirely incorrect.
I hire you with my time, man. I've decided to focus on the project that is Free Talk.
How long have you guys been married, anyway?
Yeah.
2002.
Okay, 2002.
It was really since 2004.
Is it still hot in the bedroom after all this time?
Yeah.
Things are actually pretty cold in the bed. Whenever Mark and I are together in the same bed, it's usually pretty cold.
Okay, yeah, I've heard there's been some bundling.
Ian is the sort that stays up late, so if we do happen to share a hotel room or whatever, I'm generally asleep before.
Oh, yeah, you can pass out. He went to prison for 9 years, so it doesn't matter if I have, I don't like to have lights on if somebody else is trying to sleep, but even if I had a light on, he just puts a pillow over his head and just passes right out. It doesn't matter. He's like, he's in prison mode.
Well, you know, I don't like to have a crazy guy pacing the room and muttering to himself all night about.
You mean you?
Well, actually, no. This is when I was trying to sleep. This would be my cellmate sometimes. And muttering about, how much he loved the dog that he's in jail for, loving.
Oh, no.
That's
right. You were in there with a dog molester in Phoenix.
I was. Although he claimed it was not a molestation. He said that the bitch consented. The thing is, it sounded absurd to me when he first said it.
It sounds absurd now.
But then he said, well, have you ever given a dog a bath? And I was like, yeah. He was like, could you tell if that dog was consenting to the bath?
Yeah, you'll
know
right
away. And I was like, well, yeah, if a dog doesn't want to be washed and you're washing it, you're going to know that dog doesn't want to be washed. And, I've never tried stooping one, but I would imagine it would be, there would be some audible sign if they didn't want that to happen at that moment. So I don't know. I don't want to think about it that much, so I pretty much just kind of take him at his word because inquiring minds don't want to know this one.
I'll just go ahead and not take the dog molester at his word, but it's a good story nonetheless.
Yeah, well, we've actually covered
but there's
cannibalism.
A lesson in his case. I'm sorry. Let me say that there's a lesson in his case because the reason he was in jail is because his roommate was murdered. Okay?
Okay.
And the police said, "Let us look at your phone, and if there's nothing to relate to this murder, we won't prosecute you anything on it." They lied. And they found dog pictures of, he and his dog, exchanging vows or something. And so that's what he was in jail for.
I was
cruelty to animals specifically, which I said, what, did you pull her tail?
Well, now we have actually covered two of the most uncovered issues within libertarianism this weekend. We hit consensual cannibalism.
Okay, I don't consider this to be within libertarianism. It's just what it is.
It's an argument, bestiality or whatever. But we covered consensual cannibalism this week with a guy eating his own foot, made tacos from his own foot after he had it amputated and served it to 10 of his friends.
Not in New Hampshire.
We don't know. It didn't say where the story happened.
And he wasn't necessarily a libertarian, so I'm not going to place this within libertarianism.
No, but consensual cannibalism is a libertarian issue. It's one of those ones that you don't talk about, right? Because it never comes up. It's never in the news. There's never a reason to talk about
it. It's one of the things that I probably couldn't trouble myself to stop it, but I probably couldn't trouble myself to stop somebody from giving a guy a hard time for it, because...
Sure.
It's kind of freaky.
But I mean, if you want to eat your own foot, whatever.
I mean, one of my favorite books, Stranger in a Strange Land, the tradition on Mars was when your friends died, you made them into a stew and you grokked them.
Really?
And grok meant both to eat and to understand.
Right.
Of course, then again, the ghosts in that were real. They were like recordable on instruments.
And they also
and they didn't mind.
Didn't have much for livestock there either. So
it's true.
Yeah, yeah.
It's true.
Take the meat where you can get it.
Well, don't they say that if you eat like a monkey's brain, that you absorb all its powers?
Who says that?
What powers?
Although a prehensile tail.
Yeah.
No. Whoever says it, it's an idiot, right? I mean, like, what we should not do is take the lowest cultures on the planet that have produced the very least as far as technological innovation and go ahead and just listen to what they've got to say.
Well, if I had a 4-foot appendage that I could shape any way I wanted to, I would have a date every single Saturday night. That is for sure. So I guess that does qualify as a superpower.
Another non-libertarian issue.
Yes, that's not necessarily inside libertarianism.
You got leaks coming in here?
Yeah, I just saw it.
You can fold this thing down a little bit if you want. I don't know if that'll help.
Yeah, that wouldn't hurt.
You're listening to Free Leak Live.
Yeah, of course, we're in a tent, which somehow continues to develop leaks. I don't understand. I mean, it's a relatively new tent, so I don't know how that happens exactly.
It's probably condensation, where humidity from the warmer air above us is meeting the cold of the tent and condensing there. So even sealing a tent won't solve that. You really want to have two layers over yourself if you can. Like, I see people set up one easy up with another easy up inside.
That'll do it.
That will prevent this sort of trouble.
Indeed.
You learn a lot on tour with the hippies because the hippies have the stuff down.
They carry their homes with them.
Well, exactly. They're like turtles. And some of the best agorists that I know, I mean, we talk about agorist entrepreneurs being, I'm sorry, some of the best counter-economists that I know, but they're not necessarily agorists because they're not necessarily doing it for political purpose. They're just doing it because that's how they stay on tour. They sell stuff to the other people on tour.
So, I mean, they basically just create their own economy as they travel along?
Well, exactly.
They have to bring money and goods in somehow, right?
Yes, but the thing is, the people who live on tour are making their way. They're either making something, like they're vending food, which means buying it cheap at the local supermarket and selling it dear at the festival, just like we do here. They're vending T-shirts. They're vending. They have these Grateful Dead pits, which are interesting because people will trade for them in lieu of cash, so they become almost an inflation-proof currency. Because if the cost of making them goes up, the price of them goes up, and so the value of the existing one goes up.
Right, that would make the perks.
And so, you know, any material good is inflation-proof, and so they almost use them as currency. And it's a currency that's very limited, but you can live your life going from festival to festival to dead show to festival.
Trading
pins and just trading whatever you acquire, you know.
Well, pre-talk Live hasn't descended in Free Talk Live, and the Fork Fest hasn't quite descended into that, but it is quite a festival, and we will bring
you more. I would consider that an ascension, because all of a sudden you can have a Pork Fest that goes on all year long.
I love Fork Fest because I feel like this is an example of what it might be like without all the government regulations, the central planning, and these sorts of things that go into these events. A friend was just here talking about, what if we could buy Rogers Campground and just run it all year round?
Yeah.
And how would it outfit itself into its own city? You know, he's talking about cities around the world that just kind of, and they all do, right? Like, they just kind of rise up from tents to, shacks, from shacks to barns, from barns to houses,
sure,
houses to buildings and edifices, and these things go on and on. It would be fascinating to see.
It's for sale, from what I hear.
Oh, everything's for sale, my friend.
But this one specifically is for sale.
Well, it
could happen.
I'd love some good libertarian to put together the funding and make that happen.
Porkfest.party. It's been a great second year for this event, and I expect it's coming.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.